A really ugly performance on Sunday at Everbank Field left the Jaguars with a really ugly outcome to try to explain. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Rapid Recap. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars lost to the Raiders 33-16 on Sunday, and that score sounds ugly enough. But mix in three turnovers, 13 penalties, more than 100 penalty yards, and two players ejected for the first time in franchise history. Well, it left the players in the locker room searching, grasping, for something to say to explain the day.
You know, it's on us as a team to hold each other accountable. To have two or three guys or whatever to get thrown out is kind of ridiculous and embarrassing. So, it was good. You know, I think the best thing for us right now is that we get to play Thursday. So you don't have time to kind of think about this for much longer.
We lost our poise. And, I think we became frustrated. Things didn't go exactly how we would have planned. And some things took place on the field, and you got to keep your poise, you got to keep your composure, and we lost our poise.
We know how much we put into this, we know how talented we are, so the frustration, the pressing and the wanting to make plays and things like that, at the same time, we got to put all that aside, try to play with a clear mind, try to get this thing rolling.
If we as a family, meaning our team, the guys that I go to work with every day and sweat and bleed and all of that, if we can't hold each other accountable and are too scared to say something to each other, then we're never going to take it to the next level.
The Jaguars, thankfully, don't have a lot of time to dwell on this one. Players don't generally like the short week. It puts a lot of stress on their body. But this week, it's probably a good thing they don't have much time.
Accept where you went wrong as a man and try to right that or at the very least, move forward. There's no other direction we can go. Life comes at you, and so does this next game. So we have to move forward.
One injury to share with you. Roy Miller left the ball game in the second half with an ankle injury. It's something we'll monitor all week long. The Jaguars really missed having him in. He was playing at a very high level the last few weeks. Well, tomorrow night on Channel 4 in Jacksonville at 7 o'clock, watch Jaguars All Access. Jeff Loggeman will have exclusive tape explanations for what happened here today, because as you could tell, the players in the locker room didn't. 33-16, the final. The Jaguars are 2-4, headed to Nashville for Thursday night's showdown with the Titans. With your rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.